USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the second time, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard to assist with illegal immigrants. Bank of America is reporting rent prices in the United States are rising at the fastest pace in decades. After a proven history of lying by the FBI against President Trump, 45 is reportedly suing the U.S. government over the FBI raid of his Florida home, claiming his constitutional Fourth Amendment protections were trounced on by the Justice Department. As the judicial branch of government seeks to keep secret the warrant authorizing the raid, President Trump wants a special master to review the warrant in its entirety. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney pointing out the department's double standard.
I mean, we learned during the Hillary Clinton email scandal that overclassification is rampant. Hillary Clinton wasn't even the former president.
USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Let's get more on the Iran nuclear deal.
The ball is in Washington's court when it comes to reviving the 2015 nuclear deal between world powers and Iran. Tehran submitted a response last week to the latest proposal from the European Union on a nuclear agreement. The State Department is working to put together a response to Iran's comments. Iran accuses the United States of putting off indirect talks to resume the deal. State Department spokesman Ned Price acknowledged delays in the negotiation, but says the United States is not to blame for that.
It has languished at times for months and months because of the action, or oftentimes was the case, inaction from Iran. The notion that we have delayed this negotiation in any way is just not true.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Three law enforcement officers in Crawford County, Arkansas, were suspended Sunday after a video emerged online of a man apparently being beaten during an arrest. 27-year-old Randall Worcester is accused of attacking a police officer. Like clockwork, as the FBI and the Department of Justice seek redactions for the warrant to raid President Trump's home, the leaks from the agencies to the media continue to show one side of the story. The same tactics were used when the FBI lied to the American people about Russiagate. As the FBI and the Department of Justice are being accused of trouncing the Constitution of the United States and the Fourth Amendment protections, President Trump filed a lawsuit Monday seeking the appointment of a special master, someone nonpartisan, to go over all the details privately. Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is a civil rights attorney.
The very fact that this is how the United States Department of Justice plays its games should be front and center in a motion about special master. That type of shenanigan is exactly what got a special master appointed in the Project Veritas case, where the FBI raided American journalists on a very flimsy pretext because of Ashley Biden's diary. And so here, similarly, I think that is actually something that can be used on the offense. It is improper for the DOJ. It is a violation of the DOJ's regulations. It's a violation of law to use the press in this manner. And frankly, even after you set aside all the hype in that article and take it at face value, so what?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.